Welcome to Coffee, Cults, and Empires. I'm the intern, back on my chronoscope grind. I don't know why I said it like that. The chronoscope is really cool, and I'm having a lot of fun learning to use it. But it's true that it is pretty difficult to use in a way that's precise. Like, big eras are easy. The other day, in 20 minutes on the scope, I watched Cloyle grow from a small settlement to the bustling city that it is today. But, like, finding the point where Harmony and Dawn first showed up in Cloyle, I just couldn't manage it. I did maybe see the end of the bad date, though, I think. Harmony was livid, and Dawn was looking so dejected. He kept on saying, I don't know, I just don't know. And then he paused for a bit, and then kept just not saying anything. Finally, he said, well, I don't know if this relationship is gonna work out. We're like oil and water. Then he tried to explain the joke that the place was named Cloyle. I don't know. I don't get it either. Then she stormed off. So, unfortunately, no hot goss, or I guess it would be pretty cold goss at this point. That was a long time ago. Cold goss. Phrase sounds gross, like something Rupert would cook. Yeah. Oh, look. A transition. Speaking of things Rupert would cook and the dire consequences of that process, the crew is still holed up in Georg's room, hoping that the sorceress doesn't come for them, and they've just heard a knock at the door. Is it the sorceress? Let's find out.
Everyone.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh, man. Josephine's out again. Oh, she needs a new glaze or something.
Oh, give her a minute.
Yeah, she always figures it out.
Yeah, she just needs a meditation. I'm going to meditate for her right now.
Ooh, is that how that works?
No.
Yeah.
Could I, like, hire someone to meditate for me?
You can. You want to make sure you're vibing at the same frequency, but yeah.
What happens if you're not vibing at the same frequency?
Well, you want someone who can vibe at a higher frequency than you, but it's your responsibility to be open to it.
That sounds fake.
Yeah, you're not an actor. I tell this to all my acting students, and it helps them to really, like, listen to my lessons.
Does it help them vibe at the same frequency?
It helps them vibe to a higher frequency, and they're always on time.
I think Harmony is always on the higher frequency, right, Harmony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one on the higher frequency and then they vibe with you?
Exactly. I bring them up.
Helping them up to vibe.
Yeah, like Rupert, you know, brings people down. I bring them up.
I mean, fair.
I just set them straight.
So I haven't heard it talked about as vibing and frequencies before, but there is some similar stuff that I was reading a paper about yesterday that just uses the word connection. And they were really...
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Josephine. Okay.
Hi, Josephine.
Hey, Josephine.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, yeah, we just assumed that your glaze was broken again.
I didn't.
Harmony thought you were late. I thought your glaze was broken.
I hate you sometimes.
When you put it that way.
Okay. Let's get started.
So last time, we went to sleep and woke up. I think that was it.
Ooh, can I hit my long rest?
Oh, long rest. I heard long dress, and I'm like, you did get a long dress out of it, apparently.
Nah, I mean, there was the whole thing about getting a long dress from a sheet that we were going to give back, but now we can't.
I mean, we don't want to. Obviously, she'd be honored and flattered to receive it, but it's made for me.
Oh, wait, is it a curtain or a sheet? I can't remember. I think we had this discussion. I just don't remember which side it came out.
Sheet.
Important knowledge that I will use later.
Okay. So do I get a long rest and get more hit points? Still waiting for my answer.
Yes. I'm assuming you're using your quick change to make the dress happen.
I sewed it at night, but it didn't take me a long time.
Okay. Yeah. That was like, if it was like a 4-hour process, then that's not a long rest anymore. But
fast. It took me 20 minutes.
Did that come along with the quick change skill?
Yes.
Whatever skill she needs to have made this dress, let it be so.
Yeah, did anyone else help me? Did anyone lose any hit points helping me make this?
I added the lizard tails to the dress. I assume that there are lizard tails on it.
As a warning?
Yeah. Or an invitation. Like, would you like your tail added to this dress? This could be you.
Imagine yourself here.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So there was a knock on the door, right?
There was a knock on the door. It was a somewhat forceful knock on the door. And everything is all still sealed up. I believe it is webbing over the door and then ropes over the window.
That's probably just the sheets that we didn't actually get around to ordering, but they know by now.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. I didn't order room service, so you must be right.
Yeah, I don't think any of us had. I think last session I had time to make coffee in the bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you woke everybody up when you accidentally.
Oh, yeah, because I tripped over my armor. I was stealthed, which coincidentally is like ringing church bells in a hotel room.
Church bells? That's a pretty deep cut. Have you been secretly going to the Church of the Bellists or something? I didn't realize that there are any still practicing. I had done some research about them, though. They apparently imbued bells with magic, and the process was extremely, extremely loud.
Wait, no. Let's go back to imbuing with magic. That's not how that works at all. That's not at all. So you can't just go, ooh, I wave my hands over a bell and there's magic in it now. No.
Okay, wait, sorry. Never mind. Let's just move on.
So we all kind of awkwardly look at each other because nobody apparently wants to answer the door. And also there's webbing all over the door. I will just call out, nobody's home.
Good one.
Wait, did we put all the shit back in the bags?
No, I don't think you did.
I think that last time we were together, I yelled, put all the shit in the bags. But then we had to go.
Okay. So after that, I yelled, nobody's home. Try again later.
Are you yelling nobody's home before or after we actually accomplish getting the shit back in the bags?
It sounds like nobody's moved yet, so I guess before.
I'm just frantically piling shit.
I'll chime in. Yeah, no one's home.
What?
No, it's really good. You disguise your voice. I say loudly in the hotel room. We're really good at this, guy. Really good at this.
Yeah, high five.
This is Georg's room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Another knock, and through the door you hear the captain's voice saying, sorry to bother you, Georg. Seems like everybody else is out. I'd like to talk to you. And it's maybe everybody else is possibly in there, too, from the sound of it.
No, I'm just really good at throwing my voice.
Like this.
Me, too.
Helena with her face just in her hands.
How many disadvantages do I have to roll?
DM, do I have to roll for, how speedily I succeed at getting all the shit in the bags?
It's taking quite a long time to have this conversation.
Okay, because I'm fine with opening the door as long as we don't have a bunch of incriminating evidence around. This is our hotel room. We're supposed to be here. I doubt the sorceress is here. We're probably cool.
I will find out whether prestidigitation is helpful for removing web.
I believe I can just pour some particularly strong coffee over the web to disintegrate it.
That's probably smart because me casting spells is dangerous and it might take a lot of them. How many do I get off before you realize that?
And
also, how does it seem to be working, DM?
What? Oh, so you are actually trying to prestidigitate it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to cast prestidigitation to try to remove some of the web from the door because we're apparently not scared of the captain.
I'm going to say I realize that this is bad after three.
Excellent.
I think those are probably instances of the same one. I'll say you do it once with like several like gestures.
Okay. It's fine. I got a six. I made some hypothetical rolls. If it had counted as three spells, I would have had a weirdness explosion on number two. Y'all, thank the DM for mercy.
I call out to the captain. Give us just a minute. I'm messing with you. We'll be right out. And I de-web the door with some strong coffee. It leaves a bit of a stain on the floor.
What about the roped window? Did we discuss that yet?
Oh, yeah. I should probably take that down, too.
It doesn't look suspicious at all.
I pour some strong coffee on it, but it does not just go back in my bag, so I have to take it off the window.
In addition to the stains on the floor from the dripping coffee and the dripping web that has been disintegrated, it also leaves a weird smell.
I mean, yeah, it's like really strong coffee. Like, I mean, you know, coffee is acidic, and I have distilled this coffee down to the point where it kind of maybe eats through some of the carpet.
And also whatever the magic webbing is made out of is also apparently kind of gross when it gets dissolved in coffee acid.
Yeah.
So taking down the ropes as well is taking some time. It has been more than a few seconds.
Okay, can he leave a few of them up and I will climb up them and put my legs through and dangle down and look like I'm doing calisthenics?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, give me either an acrobatics or an athletics.
This is normal.
That is a fair question. Just a second for me to get my thing out.
Do I get to help on this by leaving the ropes in like an easy to use configuration?
Also, how strong is this wall?
Structural integrity was not my field of engineering.
It's fine.
Well, it depends on how you roll.
I got a 14.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you didn't roll so poorly that you actually collapsed the entire building.
It was not my greatest roll, but I'm pretty good at acrobatics.
Nice.
For the record, I will be conducting my part of this conversation upside down.
So that's all like taking some time. Hey, Eurekus, you want to put on like an audio puppet show while you can entertain the captain while they're waiting?
Yeah. Well, actually, I like that. I was going to maybe juggle some cups of coffee, but Georg used all of them on the floor.
Oh.
And the walls.
Excellent.
You also have a cup of coffee in your hand because I made coffee for everyone.
So
I like the description of used it on the floor. That's the...
So, Eurekus, you juggle, and I'll just tell the captain how great it is because they can't see it. That should be very entertaining.
I'm juggling right now. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Oh, it's so cool. You should be here.
Do, 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 do.
You're really missing out. Do, do,
do. Why are you giving Rufert a impromptu juggling show?
To charm the captain.
Duh. You can't see it.
How loudly do you say that?
I raise my voice a little bit. I'm angry.
Rufert's explanation is magical, so I'm sure it's working.
Yeah, and my yelling is part of the performance.
Is someone going to let the captain?
once the rope thing is ready, yeah.
I can't. I am doing my calisthenics. Jorg, open the damn door.
On it. Okay, out of character. How much stuff's still on the floor?
We established that I got all the shit back in the bag.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Yeah, no, the only thing that's still on the floor is the acid slowly burning its way through the carpet.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. It'll stop eventually when it gets to like the third floor or something. We're on the what floor?
Second.
Oh.
Whoa, wraps all the way around.
Anti-gravity acid.
Okay. I'll keep juggling behind you, so they'll be noticing the juggling and not the floor.
I'm actually going to probably mention to not step on the floor.
So are you just tossing a one cup up in the air and catching it over and over again?
Yeah, but with both my hands.
Also, it was one of the cups that still had coffee in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's much more impressive than it looks.
Used to have coffee.
No, it has coffee. The coffee is falling into the cup as I catch it.
Okay, I'll have to have you roll for that then.
Don't worry. Possibly. Every time you miss, I can use magic to fix it. And since it's a cantrip, it has no cost whatsoever.
My performance is a plus 10, and I rolled a 4, so 14. Yeah.
It's fine.
Ooh, and I take a small sip in between each juggle.
Okay, roll again.
That part should be easy, right? Like, it's just the one cup.
Okay, that would be a 26.
Okay.
I like how you're barely making it into the cup each time, but you nail it taking a sip.
Priorities.
And then the door opens.
Yeah, Georg does, in fact, open the door. He kind of blocks the door, though, with his body, because his body's covered in armor. And he's large, so...
Does he have his helmet down, or is...
No, the helmet's up.
Okay.
It's retracted.
I yell, hi!
And then Georg steps kind of sideways and says, mind the puddle.
The captain is standing there at attention, but head slightly tilted in confusion. And they look down at the floor and presumably see the acid eating its way through the carpet and calmly steps over it into the room, gives a brief nod to Helena as an acknowledgement that she is there, but no more than that. And they give the same to everybody else in the room as well.
For once, most of the shenanigans are not me.
Can I get you some coffee? It's all right. I bet they're here to talk about you.
Probably.
No, thank you. I tried to skip the coffee while I'm on duty.
Okay.
Get out.
Sorry. Continue.
They look around to each of you and say, there are a number of things that I'd like to speak to you all about.
Great. We love numbers.
I make a thumbs up sign, but it's upside down because I'm upside down, so it's confusing.
I'm not going to do the thing where I ask you to guess what they might be. I'll just lay them out for you, and maybe we can have a conversation about that. Beeb's restaurant was broken into last night, and I can't say whether it was arson, because if it was, it was a really bad arson attempt. The stove was left on. After that, there were reports of Eurekus and an extremely handsome man heading through the hall, yelling, there's a fire, you might want to fix that.
Excuse me, I have a bad cold. That's why all of us were coughing just now. Yeah, I happened to notice a fire last night, and I tried to call for help.
I hope you have really good deception, which, I mean, you probably do.
Plus 10.
So it's kind of not a lie, but yeah, I think you're obscuring a bit there. So go ahead and roll deception.
12
total?
Yeah.
Total?
I mean, to be fair, I wasn't convinced.
Hey.
Yeah, the captain does not look particularly convinced either and says, yes, we can discuss that. And also, there are approximately, we haven't been able to count because they're kind of moving around a bit, but I'd say approximately at this point, 100 birds outside of your window.
They have the right to be there.
The person is keeping the birds down.
I mean, I think we know why the birds are outside of our window, right?
Is this out of character?
No, this is out loud. And I turn to everybody like, you know what the explanation is.
I just politely nod.
I rolled rather bad on a wisdom save I just imposed on myself.
Oh, no.
So I'm gonna be like, what do you mean extreme? Did nobody recognize the man that was with Eurekus?
The captain looks at you and tilts their head a bit.
Eurekus and an extremely handsome man? I'm heartbroken. I'm like, there's nobody remembers me?
Oh, no.
The captain is really, really looking at you and tilting their head a bit and doing this thing where they're like closing one eye, then switching which eye is closed and shakes their head a bit and says, anyhow,
I distracted them from the bird thing, guys.
Good work.
I do a flip down off of the ropes. Not a complicated one, but just a boop boop.
Just a boop boop. Okay. Oh, we'll let the earlier one slide for that one.
I look at the captain and I say, I genuinely don't know what happened at Beebs, but I am a huge fan and new though I am, a loyal customer of Beebs breakfast. About how many mend spells do you think that we're looking at to improve this situation?
We love Beeps. And the feeling is mutual.
Roll deception.
I think roll a deception there, Eurekus, for that. And the feeling is mutual.
That hurts my feelings. 13.
Wait, did you just roll a 3? And yeah. Then a 2 and a 3? You need to get your dice checked.
Agreed. That's why I'm usually so confident. I think maybe my dice are broken.
There's a lot of stuff here. Tagok didn't show up to open this morning.
Well, that's not good.
There's a bunch of birds staring at your room, and I wouldn't have noticed that Tagok wasn't there, except for the fact that, of course, I was spending quite a bit of time listening to Beeb talk about the violation of their stall, and there were some remnants of some very, very badly cooked food.
Well, that is the worst thing you've said so far.
Poor Beeb making bad food. Look what the world comes to.
I'll need a deception there.
Sure. Throw my lot in.
Yeah, I thought it tasted great. I mean, not that I had any.
All right. Here's how it's done, y'all.
Well, we've had breakfast at Beeb's and it was good.
Yeah. And it was free.
That's a 26.
That's the best kind of good.
Rufert, did you say 26?
Yeah.
26 deception.
As I'm like reminiscing about how sad it is that Beebs has apparently made bad food somehow.
So I direct the captain's attention back to the birds because I just don't even know what to say about this Beebs thing. Captain, I know that it can be difficult to take Tagok seriously sometimes, but have you considered the possibility that she was not lying about the sorceress and the birds watching her? Because... And I gesture out the window.
Yes, I had considered that possibility. Birds staring into your room got me thinking that perhaps you had taken her up on her offer to show you where the sorceress lived.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Yes, we met the sorceress and we have come to believe that the sorceress is very powerful and potentially a serious problem.
Well, at least to Tagok. She's a serious problem.
Yes, we are uncertain at this time whether she is a threat to the city, but we do believe she is a serious threat to Tagok.
She's a serious threat to us, too, at this point.
Well, yes, it would seem that.
Oh, come on. We can take some bird.
And I glance at the birds.
Now that you can see them, because Helena is no longer blocking the view of the window.
All right, Captain. Give me just a second. I need to do something, and then we can talk a little more freely. And then do I want to do this? This is horrible. I did roll really low on that wisdom.
Yeah. Those self-imposed wisdom checks are always a good idea.
Face in hands.
Your sense of honor is kind of holding out. All right.
Wait. I walk over to Jorg and I say, Jorg, just a moment, please. Captain, excuse us. I pull Jorg aside. I turn my back to the captain and I look at the closest bag and I very subtly shake my head no.
I kind of like try to gesture back at the birds that are behind me. Or wait, no. Gesture towards the birds in front of me. I guess I would be facing the window at this point. And then I make a little like dagger across the neck kind of gesture.
I turn around and I look at the captain and I say, Captain, with your permission, we would like to spend our day as a community service doing what we can to improve Beeb's fine establishment. and searching for Tagok. We genuinely believe that she might be in danger. I pulled Yorg aside here just to confirm that we were on the same page about that. And if we cannot find Tagok, we would like to come back to you and perhaps ask for some assistance, checking to see if she is at the sorcerer's place of abode, and perhaps in a bad way there. I understand the city has many priorities now, and we wouldn't want to take too many people away from the main task, but the reason that we agreed to go with Tagok at all is because we think that it's possible that a powerful sorceress might know something about the spider situation, and unfortunately, meeting with her last night, let's just say she was not very interested in talking.
Oh, okay. As the head of safety and security here at the hall, I can't have people who are working for me breaking into people's stalls.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. We'll keep an eye out for that. We'll watch out for Beeb, too.
Beeb's gave us free breakfast. We're just helping him.
Yeah, which is why we wanted to put out the fire.
Just to sweeten the pot on the thing that I said, I rolled a nat 20 on persuasion.
Okay.
I bet my eyelashes.
Are you their type?
That pretty much counts as a charm spell.
The captain looks defeated and says, look, there's two major portions of my job. One is that I want everyone who stays here and who works here to be safe. The second important part of my job is that the people who work here and stay here feel safe.
That's important to us as well.
Well, that's good. Y'all did a great thing by fighting off those spiders. I'm hoping that with your help, we can figure out why you needed to do that, why those spiders were there in the first place.
Maybe the spider started the fire.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll a deception because you're just saying a hypothetical.
28.
Woo! And she rolled it anyway. A good one of the night.
I'm going to jump in on this. It's clear there's someone trying to mess with us, sending birds and setting things on fire. We'll get to the bottom of it. Spiders, birds, and fires. These things must all be connected somehow. We'll figure it out.
Just do me a favor and please do your best to have the light touch over the course of your investigation.
We always have a light touch, I say, as like a little bit more of the carpet sizzles away.
I cast mend on that.
Thanks. I was going to repair it later, but...
I smile. I smile really big.
Beeb is a little bit scared of y'all. So maybe just one of you can go over there to help with the mending. Don't all show up together.
Is he open right now or stay just a Monday?
Let's all go to Beeb's and get some breakfast.
I mean, it seems like, yeah, Beeb could all use all the help you get.
All right. I'm going to give the captain a warm smile and be like, we understand your concerns. We will take care of it. We're so sorry that you had to deal with all of this stuff. It won't be a problem again, Captain. I'm going to try my best to reassure them.
And as part of that, could we maybe start ushering the captain out the door and move on to the next scene?
Please let me know if you find out anything else. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
And they walk away.
Does the captain have anything valuable looking on their person? I'm kidding.
It's been a while since I've slapped you with a thing.
Well, that went well.
Yeah.
Okay. I have mending. Does anyone have repair or something a little bigger than that?
I also have mending. I have magic missile. Thunder wave, shatter. I can break a lot of stuff.
Do you have magic missile? Don, or do you have...
Well, okay, look.
Science missile.
I call it magic missile because that's what it's called. It does not, in fact, use magic. But yes, it is a magic missile. I feel like the term magic is often used incorrectly in a lot of circumstances, but I don't want to get into... talking about, oh, this is magic and this is science and this is the upper point at which science becomes magic and magic becomes science. But what it does, oddly similar to when people cast magic missile as a wizard or a sorcerer, It just happens to be very colorful in my particular case, largely because I used hallucinogens in the crafting of it.
I can go talk to Beep if y'all want. I can sort that out.
Maybe I should talk to Beeps.
Sure, if you want.
So, love the charm offensive. Between the two of you, do you have anything that will repair the damage?
No.
Wait. Okay. Since we're all basically just evil people now, with the illusion spell.
Yeah, I do.
No.
All right. Well, that'll last until Beeps figures it out.
Oh, no. I can do much better than that. Well, I can fix this. Don't worry. I've done this sort of thing all the time.
Okay. Mostly because I actually know how to build stuff. Like, that's sort of my thing. I artifix stuff.
Ooh, well, if Rupert does talk to Beeps, then I can use a quick change to dress like I work here and just keep an eye out.
Wait, are you and your 5 million followers planning to blend?
Try to convince Beeps that you work at Beeps Doll.
It's perfect. What could go wrong?
I mean, if you could pull it off, sure. Because I'm basically subscribed to now I'm a horrible person.
Normally, I don't like splitting up a team like this, but perhaps we could send our two gentlemen to charm and repair, and the ladies, and I pat Justice on the head, can go try to find Tagok and make sure that she's safe.
Yeah, that's probably better. I want to keep my dress, though.
Sounds good.
Oh, I don't think that I've covered this before, but it's important. I remove Justice's nightcap, and I make sure that the curls are looking good and that she's ready to face the day and look fierce.
Aww.
I dust some coffee grounds out on the carpet.
Thank you, York. That's very thoughtful, and she is all about it.
Excellent.
Okay, Helena and Eurekus are going to go try to find Tagok.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going about that?
Well, why don't we start by Eurekus being charming as hell and trying to figure that out?
I definitely know how to do that. Do I just ask everybody if they know where she is and someone will probably tell us because of charm?
I don't know that random people walking by the hotel would know.
But can they be recruited until eventually somebody does?
Who would know where somebody who makes fun metal art lives?
I could try talking to the birds since I have talked to animals.
I do love the talking to birds idea.
All right. Well, then maybe I just go to the window and start up a conversation.
Stick your head out through the ropes.
Maybe offer some coffee grounds.
Do you like sprinkle them out the window?
I open up the windowsill and I the grounds are in my hands like a offering. And I go, okay. Would anybody like some coffee? Wait, I have to speak with animals, right?
She had a very passionate conversation with a lizard not that many hours ago in game 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speak with animals is certainly on there.
Is that brutally interrogate animals? Is that the spell?
You know what? I'm going to change out of this dress that has the lizard tails on it before I talk to the bird.
Oh, does it actually have the lizard tails on it? Is that canonical?
Definitely.
I was just joking.
If you're joking, then never mind. I'll keep wearing it.
I'm
very gullible. I just woke up. I haven't finished my coffee.
I think in the interest of Justice not being like really torn all day long, probably not lizard tails on the dress.
Oh, yeah.
Switch to something that has feathers instead.
Oh, no.
Eurekus would look so good in feathers.
Oh, I do look hot in feathers.
Don't take fashion advice from Rivert. Although I guess Rivert is extremely fashionable.
Yeah, it's one of the only things I pay attention to. I notice what everyone's wearing.
So you stick your head out and you say, does anybody want some coffee?
Yeah, and I'm holding some coffee grounds.
There are, as the captain guessed, at least 100 birds out here. It's possible that there have been more since they counted. There are a lot of birds out here. Were your followers sleeping in the hall or were they sleeping outside?
No, they're sleeping outside.
Okay, so your followers are sitting there looking extremely awkward, looking up at your window, but they turn when they hear you speak. They look a little uncomfortable being surrounded by that many birds.
Oh, I just yell, it's okay. Georg is making all of you coffee right now.
You stick your head out, you see them, and when you offer the coffee, they kind of, you can hear them like, okay. You can talk to us.
Hello. I smile at all of them and wave.
They all look at each other and are kind of whispering to each other. You can't hear, but one in the back is like, hi.
Cool. Oh, we have enough coffee for all of you.
So this is kind of awkward, but we're supposed to be thanks for the offer, but we're supposed to be watching you.
Oh, okay. So anything I can do to help you?
Well, I guess you being outside is kind of helpful. It was kind of hard to see where you were exactly, so we've been just kind of staring at all of the windows. But once we saw the ropes go up there, that was we figured that was probably the one we should look at. So we've been staring at that one.
Oh,
glad to see that we were right.
Hey, do you like what you see?
I don't really understand what you mean. But I guess you were saying if there's anything you could do to help, and like not being inside is definitely helpful because it makes it a lot easier to watch you. So we're also supposed to be watching you ominously. So, I don't know. Can you tell us? We're gonna try some configurations, and you tell us which one is the most ominous. Okay.
Okay.
And they flop around a little bit, and like they try looking at you. And the first time they're scattered, sort of randomly, and they're mostly pecking at the ground. But then they occasionally will look up at you at different times. And then they fly up a little bit and reconfigure, and they're in these like perfect rows, and they all are looking down and they all look up at you at the same time.
Perfect rows. Wow.
They say, which one was it more ominous if we're kind of just sort of haphazard, or is that that kind of unison thing? Is that spookier?
I think the unison thing, I think it'd be the scariest if you formed a smiley face.
The most ominous thing would be to go around stealing people's trinkets and making a big pile right here.
Wait, we established before that we actually can't hear the birds, right? We just hear her going, jeep, jeep, jeep,
jeep. Nor am I even here to have this conversation. This is just what your inner roofer would say.
You two are one, huh?
Yeah, I like that now she's got an inner roofer.
I say, hey, cheap, cheap lady. Why are they making what are they doing?
They make a smiley face.
Oh, they're asking for fashion advice.
And you told them to smile?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were going for a more ominous aesthetic.
I mean, actually, if smiling is good advice in so many ways. Okay, you got this. Go on.
Thank you. Yeah, that looks super ominous. We're all really afraid of you right now.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Now, if you could do me a favor, since I just did you a favor, who sent you?
What?
What? who sent you?
This is the first thing that Eureka's learned when she learned to speak with animals, is who sent you?
For every 10 seconds I don't get an answer, another bird will fall.
We don't really know, honestly. We just kind of hear this voice that tells us to do stuff, and it generally goes better when we do, and so we do.
Okay, yeah. No, I hear voices, too. I get it.
Super wish I had been able to hear that.
You could listen to my voice if you want. I bet things would go really well if you listened to me.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
These five followers follow you around, each laden with 50 birds.
I guess roll a persuasion.
Okay, I'm rolling.
The cult is growing.
Oh, dang. 8?
Oh, no.
We'll just keep following the one that we've been following before. But I mean, you know, it's you know, no offense or anything. We're just, we're good.
Have they seen the daughter?
Oh.
I actually ask.
I can translate.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to understand me, but I ask you if you've asked them.
Oh, no. But we ask them now. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Yes.
Okay. So you're asking them if they've seen Tagok?
Tagok or Teep, right?
Yeah.
Do you just use their names or do you try to describe them at all?
Both. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, that's a really good description.
Thank you.
They get out of the smiley face shape to go sort of huddle and chat a bit. And they do actually go back into the smiley face thing and I'll look up at you at once. And one of them says, yeah, we think it's probably okay if we tell you things. It's that doesn't, you know, stop us from standing here and staring at you ominously. We actually spent quite a bit of time staring at that one. Well, the first one you mentioned, kind of on and off for a while. People kind of to do tours of duty on this sort of thing. But we saw her over where she lives this morning.
Where does she live?
Oh, can you fly?
Yes. No.
It was a good bluff there till you thought maybe you'd have to prove it.
That was exactly what happened.
They're making this weird sound, all of them. Although you've been communicating pretty well with them, you can't quite get at what it is at first. Everybody else in the room can hear the sound too. And then you eventually realize that they're laughing.
Great.
They're like, oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. ask me.
Can you fly?
No. And all of them just laugh and laugh.
Oh, you're all so funny. I'm glad we're friends.
Okay. Well, I guess, what's that? We're supposed to stare at all of you and some of you going to the place where we can get food is, it's good for us to be able to get food, but it's also kind of annoying that we have to split up and half of them fly away over towards the hall.
Okay, well, I just yell, I'm so sorry. He's trying to make sure Beeps can be open as fast as possible so you can have more food, which comes across as a
I didn't set this up in advance, but it'd be so fun for the story. Can we say that the druid carries seeds?
Sure.
Yay. All right, I tossed them some seeds.
Nice.
I tell Eureka, sorry to be distracting. They just looked hungry. Sometimes you know, right?
Yeah, they only had coffee today. Oh, and I also tell Helena the entire conversation we just had.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I tell them I agree that I'm sorry that we made their job harder by splitting up. We won't be doing that often.
Okay, I report to the birds.
Okay, so I guess we could probably show you where she is.
Okay, I'm glad we're friends.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
Great, we love numbers.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Dawn as Georg.
I artifix stuff.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosaphine as Helena and Justice.
For the record, I will be conducting my part of this conversation upside down.
Silas Silver as Vafras, as Callum as Rufert.
We always have a light touch as the carpet sizzles away.
Check out his RPG at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
I need another take of you saying long rest, but without mentioning pushing a button.
Find him at markefair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern.
Back on my chronoscope grind.
Find me on Instagram at thatdamnlich, or check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitzwong. Hear more at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity Consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links to more of their work at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Chris, what are you doing here?